from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Me and my best friends will sit in the living room for 7 hours, all yell out an NFL player and somebody yell out what college he went to. 7 hours, that's all we do. I'm like, Brady Quinn. And somebody's like, yes!
Jeremy White.
Ryan Leaf.
Let's go!
And Joe DiBiase.
Eric Decker.
Let's go!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. What a great day. Joe.
Joint practice day.
If I had told you, you know, 6 months ago, listen, the Bills are adding a receiver, selected fifth overall.
Potentially.
You'd be like, whoa, Marvin Harrison Jr., Neighbors, is a receiver.
Uh-huh.
Fifth overall pick.
Potentially their first-round receiver since Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah.
Right? That's still true?
I guess that's right.
Allen hasn't completed a pass to a first-round receiver since Kelvin Benjamin. Here you go.
That's right. I do like to call Diggs a first-round pick because they did spend a first-round pick on him. But sure, you know, semantics. Anyway, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Thursday. It is Thursday.
It is joint practice day. It is one day until the Premier League. Also,
are you ready to have a fight draft, by the way?
A fight draft?
Yeah.
Absolutely, I'm ready to have a fight draft.
I've got that penciled in. I was going to bring it up maybe like at 7.
Yeah.
A fight draft.
All right.
I just need the number one pick, and you can have the next 5.
Okay. Is the number one pick going to be Mike Tomlin?
No.
No chance?
No.
We sure?
Yes.
He's a fiery guy. Right?
But he's not going to fight anybody.
He tried to trip a player in the middle of a kick return once.
That is true. That did happen.
Don't put it past him. I'm just saying. He will defend his team to the death. Mike Tomlin. No, he's not the number one pick. You think the number one pick is worth more than the next 5?
Yes.
Okay, so this is my first time thinking about this concept. Who is easily the most likely to get in a fight?
Bill Steelers today. Practice is at 2 o'clock. It's not televised. Sal will give us the updates.
Uh-huh.
He's going to join us coming up today at 8 as well.
Is this going to be Kareem Jackson because he throws his head around all the time?
No.
Who fights? Ed Oliver? No. Is this obvious?
I don't know if it's obvious, but I think once I tell you who it is.
I'm going to go like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yep. I'm confident. If there were a draft board and we're all drafting, which Bill is most likely to get in a fight today? Because it's a joint practice, and you know how those work, everybody. Teams fight. That's what it's about. You just go and you fight another team.
All right, I think I have a good guess.
Okay.
Is it Kyrie Elam?
Yep.
Kyrie Elam. Okay. Yeah.
That's the right first pick, is
yes,
it not?
That's probably the right first pick.
He's gonna cover George Pickens.
Those two,
they're gonna fight.
Would we be picking Bills and Steelers? Because they should be the first two picks.
That might be right.
Pickens and Elam.
Yes.
One-on-one, that's going to happen. Elam's going to grab him on a deep route, and Pickens is going to throw him to the side, and then bam, there's the brawl.
100%.
Yeah, that's going to happen today.
Elam plays with passion. He is grabby.
He talks, too, while he's out there.
He got in a fight with Diggs 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And Diggs would fight other people, too.
Diggs, like, I think Elam was, like, in his ear, and Diggs maybe, like, ran across the field to go after him. Mm-hmm. It's like a hockey brawl.
So I want Elam, and you can have the next five picks, because I think from there it's just, you know, crapshoot. We've got Andrew Filippone from Pittsburgh at 7:30 today to talk about Pittsburgh and the Steelers today, and their pursuit of Ayuk, by the way, which is still ongoing. I'm ready for that contract in San Francisco for him. But anyway, yeah, Kyer Elam. I'm trying to think of who the other, like, who else is on your team. Put together a fight squad. The Bills practice in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on your fight squad? The second name I thought of was Deion Dawkins.
Because he got into it with some Jets last year.
He
in the tunnel, I think he got into it with some Jets.
Yes. That might be the only team he really fights with, though, is the Jets.
Yeah.
But Dawkins will go a little haywire from time to time.
Yeah.
Maybe Dawkins. I don't know, Spencer Brown. Like, linemen are a good bet here.
Linemen.
You mentioning Oliver, that's not a bad name.
Allen. Allen fought Jordan Phillips last year.
That's true.
In a practice.
That's true.
He will go
to a fight. Allen will go to a fight.
He'll start it, too. Him and Christian Wilkins started, like, a full-fledged brawl in the Dolphins playoff game a year ago, or 2 years ago. Right? Remember that?
Yeah, those two had a
Allen and
rivalry.
Wilkins were going back and forth, and they were like, shoving each other, and Allen maybe went down on a knee, and then four Bills linemen jumped Wilkins, and then Allen wasn't involved anymore. So, Allen would be a potential name.
He's on yours?
I would hope he's not, but...
Well,
I don't know.
He does run to fights. Whenever there are fights, he gets in there.
He thinks he's one of the guys.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
He's 111th, one of the boys. Like, okay, I'm no different than you guys, so if I'm no different, then he's getting in fights.
Who's my third guy? I don't want Allen there. I want Elam, Dawkins, and...
What about Keon Coleman for this?
He doesn't... He's too...
He's too happy-go-lucky?
Yeah, he has too much of a good time out there.
He's also a rookie.
Curtis Samuel is a guy, like, we don't know like this. Has Curtis Samuel got a screw loose where he just might flip?
Now, Mac Hollins has a screw loose, but not in terms of, like, I've never thought of him in that way of having a screw loose.
Yeah.
It's like more like he just, you know, doesn't wear shoes.
Got a lot of nice people. But then again, you know, plenty of nice people go play football.
Did you see the Gerard Mayo thing with joint practices?
Yes. It is a wonderful example of how valuable the preseason is. He has threatened players that if you fight... If you're a starter, you're going to play the whole preseason game. So playing the game is punishment.
Yes.
And if you're not a starter and you get in a fight, then you're not going to play in the game because you need to play in that game, but you are so worthless that you will not play in it and we don't care anyway.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
20 years of saying the preseason doesn't matter. We finally got there.
It's a punishment.
It's a punishment.
Yeah.
It is a punishment for whichever player you are, the preseason existing. Now, Sal made a good point with the afternoon guys yesterday, and we'll talk to him about this today, that... These coaches probably feel more value in a joint practice, which is why they're growing or getting more and more. And the Bills haven't had one since Carolina. Other teams have done it regularly.
Mm-hmm.
You've got fights all the time, but if a coach can get out healthy, he feels that he probably has the opportunity to test some stuff against an opponent you're not going to play against, and it won't get to film. There's not all 22 that other teams are going to share.
Yeah.
You're playing Pittsburgh. Can't the Bills run their offense if they want to today?
Yeah, I did wonder that. I meant to ask Sal about that. I don't even know if he would know, but would they hide anything? Because sure, not everybody is going to see it, but the Steelers will see it, right? And if you play them in like the playoffs again, I mean, do you think that far down the road about it? They'll have everything. They'll have a whole practice with your game, your playbook, your installs, everything.
I mean,
right?
They would also
if you're not hiding anything.
They'd also have 17 games of it by then.
Okay, right. Yeah.
So, like,
right.
Oh, you saw what we did on August 10th. Wait till you see what we did in December.
Uh-huh. So you don't think they would hide anything?
No. I don't think there's any need to.
Yeah. Unless, so, this would be a scandal, wouldn't it? Wouldn't this be collusion if Pittsburgh traded tape with another team that wants it on the Bills and they get a team? Like, they trade with the Jets. Like, hey, Jets, you're going to give us your Ravens tape from your joint practice and we're going to give you the Bills tape.
That's probably
collusion.
This is why you only do it with a team you respect.
Yeah.
Tomlin wouldn't do that to McDermott, and McDermott wouldn't do that to Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to shake hands.
Right. You wouldn't want to do it with, like, the... Well, they wouldn't want to do it with the Chiefs. They play them anyway every year.
Right.
That'd be funny, though.
McDermott and Tomlin are going to shake hands at midfield and stare through each other's souls to a point where neither would ever consider giving away that tape.
No. And that handshake's going to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers in Predator.
It's going to be like... Yeah. Sure. It's going to be like the Avengers. I mean, these two are intense.
Yeah.
So, Bills practice. I got my third name, Jamarcus Ingram. There's my third.
Because you saw him punch Keon Coleman one time on a drill?
He also did it against the Bears.
Okay.
Anthony Prochaska, cover one, was posting some video of Jamarcus Ingram and his jams at the line, how aggressive he gets.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to want defensive backs and receivers in the fight drill.
Yeah.
Because they want to fight all the time. Defensive backs and receivers, and of course, like, D-tackles and offensive linemen. But
yeah.
Jamarcus Ingram, yeah. If he gets up there and he... Pops, pick a receiver. It could be Pickens. Jamarcus Ingram and Pickens could be a good answer here.
It's hard to name another Steeler receiver right now.
Who do they have? They have Roman Wilson, who's hurt.
He's hurt.
They have...
Name another receiver. It's going to be on the field for Pittsburgh today.
Calvin Austin III.
There you go. Yep. That's
so
a name. Van Jefferson.
There you go.
One.
Jamarcus Ingram could pop one of those guys, and things could get mixed up.
Ooh, what about Darnell Washington, who's that monster, gigantor, 7-foot tight end?
No one's fighting him.
No, oh, you're saying he's less likely?
Yes. He's too big.
He's too big.
He just has to stand there, and all the Bills players are like, all right, not that guy.
Him and Greg Rousseau are going to – that's going to be like a superhero reveal where, like, the two biggest superheroes walk up to each other and then just size each other up. That's going to be Greg Rousseau and Darnell Washington.
Yeah.
With, like, I've never seen a person as big as me, and then there's one standing right across from you.
And they look at the rest of the team and kind of acknowledge, like, all right, we won't fight. We'll just watch all of them
fight. Yeah.
Well, I'm eager to see what comes out of this joint practice. I think it's a kind of a bad idea because fights are so prevalent that, and again, nobody's really getting hurt in these fights, not yet. As soon as someone does, well, get ready for some changes in the league. Teams get fined if there are fights. It's the Steelers. Their fans will have to complain about something today. That's all they do is complain about things. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. Meanwhile, Corey Davis. Were you listening? And I'll admit something here. I am a little surprised. Not this. Let me lay it out and say I don't disagree with it. I'm just kind of surprised. The reaction to the Bills working out Corey Davis, a retired player,
mm-hmm.
was pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a pretty strong current of, okay, you know what? Actually, after all, what are they doing at this position?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Why would you work out a retired player who is hoping to come back? And of course, you know, the Bills' angle on this for any of this could be no stone left unturned. You know, of course, like other than high picks spent at the position. No stone left unturned. That's how you got to Claypool. It's how you got to KJ Hamler.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you got... a rugby guy. It's like a Gable Stevenson.
Sure.
Gable Stevenson. You have no stone unturned. But it seems there was a strong current of Corey Davis shows that they're not happy with what they've got right now. I don't know how true that has to be. They did just add Demir Byrd and Deion Kane, both of those guys before Corey Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're far enough down the UFA wide receiver depth chart. They're like, we don't want Hunter Renfro. We want a guy like Corey Davis, who, again, is a retired guy. Maybe I'm again, like I said, I don't disagree that this might be problematic.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just kind of...
Problematic for who, though? Like,
for the Bills. Because no other team would consider this right now, would they? Who could be so weakened at the position that they bring in a guy that hasn't played in years.
See that? I don't know about that. Washington just signed Martavis Bryant the other day.
Okay.
Who hasn't played in the league. Like, Davis, okay, Corey Davis is retired, right? And he last played with the Jets in 2022. Davis has not yet turned 30 years old. So he almost more took a year off than he retired. This is not T.O. who's been out of the league for 8 years and like, I want to make a comeback.
When's he turn 30?
He turns 30 January 11th.
Okay.
So he'll turn 30 in the playoffs. He took a year off.
You mean during the playoffs?
During the playoffs, right.
He might not be on a roster in the playoffs.
Right, no, that's right. Martavis Bryant, for example, he just signed with Washington. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2018. That was 6 years ago. Davis has played 5 seasons since then. So, like, yes, he was a retired player, but I don't know. Aren't teams doing stuff like this all the time where, hey, Chase Claypool got hurt, and so did Brian Thompson. And, okay, yeah, we brought in two return guys that are going to factor into the bottom end of our room. But, look at this guy over here. He wants to come back. Wouldn't he be on – Chase Claypool found his way to a team, and he was basically kicked off the Bears and then did nothing for Miami. But – because of what? What he was as a draft pick, or what he was early in his career.
Yep.
He was, we'll take a flyer on this guy. You're telling me if Corey Davis had unretired 4 months ago that he would not be in a training camp right now? He's got more of a career, I think, to go on than Chase Claypool does.
You don't think
his best season's better.
You don't think he's been unretired this whole time? He just started today?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know. It reads like unretired after a year away is now seeking a return to the league.
Okay.
I kind of take it that way. I think he would be in a training camp if he had unretired months ago. I don't know why he wouldn't. He's a guy that...
Why wouldn't he have unretired at the start of a training camp?
Maybe he didn't want to participate in a full training camp.
A retired guy that is largely viewed as a bust, a guy that didn't make it, a retired guy is going to wait for all of training camp to be over and then think he's going to go into one of these buildings and unseat a guy?
Yeah.
Is it possible? Like, what are you putting the odds at that a guy that hasn't played in a year is going to unseat, I guess in this case, MVS or Tyrell Shavers?
Well, that's the guy I'm thinking of the most for this, is MVS. But I don't know. I don't think it's likely that he wouldn't have found his way to even a workout, though, before this. I looked up some numbers yesterday on like yards per route run. He's got a better yards per route run number for his career than every Bills receiver on the roster right now. And his big seasons, like we talked a lot about how, hey, can Chase Claypool rediscover what he did in his first 2 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers? Corey Davis has 2 seasons that were more productive than those 2 seasons by Chase Claypool. And then, by the way, has other years that, okay, no, not great when you only get 600 yards or 500 yards with the Jets, but it's better than the 7 catches that Chase Claypool had in the last 2 years. So I think he outranks a lot of guys that were already in the league, including Martavis Bryant, who hasn't played for 6 seasons. So I think that might be as unlikely as him deciding, you know, I'm just going to skip all of training camp and then come back. He's also not old. He's not, like, ancient. So I don't know what was going on in his head for why he wants to come back. But, like, I saw the name and thought, like, okay, this guy kind of ranks a little bit to me. Like, he was a starting player the last time we saw him in the NFL. And a lot of these depth guys in the Bills receiver room were not.
Right. A lot of these guys never did what Davis has done.
Right. Which is not amazing.
No, that's right. That's right.
But they were not all the full-time starters, couple of big seasons, and some other pedestrian seasons. The other guys were, you know, not much to write home about at all, and then there were years that they spent in the league. Andy Isabella has spent years in the league where he didn't even get into a game. Hamler had a rookie season with 30 catches. And, Davis is a bust, but Davis is a bust because he was picked 5th overall. More than I think he just hasn't been able to have a career. He's had a career. He's just not as good as people thought he would be.
So would you go so far as to say you are in on this move? You like it?
Yeah. I don't know what kind of shape he's in. That's what the workout's for.
Sure, right.
Right? If he's in shape, why is he a worse idea than Marquez Valdes-Scantling is?
I don't think he's much of a worse idea than Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
And that's who I think he kind of replaced for me on the depth chart.
You would think.
So that's my comparison at the moment is MVS.
I am reminded, I found this yesterday because he just retired a couple days. Speaking of retirements and Bills careers, so the Bills have worked out, not signed, worked out Corey Davis.
Yep.
Do you remember when they signed the Bills, when they signed Tavon Austin?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Tavon Austin just retired.
Yeah.
Here's another guy, former first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
In July of 2022, he sat down and met with the media. Tavon Austin.
Yeah.
And I remember being at training camp or here talking about the idea of, hey, they've added this speedster. What's he going to do? And I thought at that time, like, this guy's not going to make the team. He of course he's not going to make the team. And here's Tavon Austin, help any type of way. You know, the Bills, for better or for worse, we'll see where this lands them in, well, in 2 months, also 2 years and 5 years. They are at least buying in on, I guess the word here is pedigree. I had an email exchange with a listener, or maybe it was Twitter, months and months ago. This is before they drafted Keon Coleman. I think it was, maybe it was after. And it was about the pedigree of the Bills receiving core. How they have three former second-round picks. You know, Hamler, Isabella, add Keon Coleman, second-round pick, and on, about how the draft status of these guys should be respected more than, I guess, I was giving it respect at the time. And for that guy, today's a great day. Fifth overall pick.
Yeah.
And without even saying, like, that's wrong, I didn't necessarily agree with it. I think it's a very rosy way to view what they've done with this room. I mean, Coleman and Shakir are the two that are really respected. And pretty much everybody else is, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Samuel. But even Samuel. Like, I always want to mention the contract he got. The contract he got indicates that very few other teams thought he was going to be worth it. $8 million a year for a receiver is just so low.
Yeah.
It's a very odd deal. Not many guys signed for that. So, I don't know. Maybe that's the going rate for journeyman who's made some cash and wants to do some winning because he hasn't, Curtis Samuel. We'll see. 803-0550, if you want to chime in on this, 1-888-550-2550.
To your thought about, like, he's just now deciding he wants to unretire, someone passed this along that Field Yates also reported on March 14th that was the date Davis applied for reinstatement in the NFL.
So
I don't know if he immediately got it.
So every team would have known he was ready to come back.
And then the Jets were expected to release Davis from the reserve retired list that day. So, yeah, that would have been in March. Is it possible he just didn't want to play for the Jets last year, by the way?
It's possible.
Because I remember in training camp last year, there was stuff about that people thought he'd be cut because he was outranked by Garrett Wilson, but then they also signed Alan Lazard and then Randall Cobb also. Like, Rodgers brought all his boys in, and Davis was...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Buried on the depth chart? So I don't know. Is it possible Davis just didn't want to play for the Jets? And just sit out the last year of his contract there? Because that was the final year of his contract.
Well, how much was he making?
How many dollars he turned down
because he was mad at the Jets. Most players of value would just say, like, can I get traded?
Right. And he didn't.
No.
He took a year off.
No stone left unturned. Scraping the bottom of the barrel, scraping the... What's next? The obit page? Who's the funniest possible pill, or funniest possible answer to, oh, today the Bills have worked out blank.
Like all time?
Jerry Rice?
Oh, that they could?
T.O.?
Yeah.
Peerless Price? Some of those guys could maybe still
T.O. is still trying to make a comeback. He's still talking about it.
He could probably play.
He said a couple weeks ago that he got mad at Tom Brady because Brady didn't pick up the phone when he wanted to play for the Bucs like 2 years ago at age 49.
That might have been one thing to get me to root for the Bucs that year. T.O.
If T.O. was on the team?
It would have been easier.
Yeah. Yep.
803-0550. Okay. So the show today. We've got Sal coming up at 8. He's in Pittsburgh, Bills and Steelers joint practice today. Andrew Filippone from Pittsburgh at 7:30 to chat about the Steelers a bit. Nick Mendola at 9. We have U.S. Men's National Soccer Team news.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they're hiring a manager that rates.
Mm-hmm.
There's a report that it's Mauricio Pochettino, who is a guy that's coached really big teams,
mm-hmm.
Tottenham, Chelsea, PSG. So, okay, you want to go big? You couldn't get Jurgen Klopp, who you wanted. You couldn't get a guy like that.
Klopp said no.
Yeah, it's probably a little too big.
Yeah.
But that's pretty big, Pochettino.
I mean, I think immediately is the best resume of any manager they've ever had.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
What is Berhalter's highest level team that he coached?
Columbus Crew.
Okay. There's quite a difference between that and Chelsea.
Chelsea and Tottenham and PSG.
Yeah.
Even Southampton.
Yeah.
I think he's four clubs that would outrank.
Did he cross over with Ralph Kruger? Did Kruger call him and say, like, listen, you're going to love it there?
I don't know. The way it tightens out here, it might be pretty close.
There's no way. Please,
Southampton was Kruger's club?
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Ralph Kruger at Southampton?
Wikipedia is what I need here.
Pochettino was in 2013.
And 2014, and Kruger was appointed on March 12th of 2014. So Kruger might have showed up and then immediately fired him. Or maybe he would have left for Tottenham immediately. So maybe they crossed over for like a month.
We got to find out. They've met.
I need to find out.
They've met.
Uh-oh. Very short-lived relationship, though, even if they had it.
I have to know everything about this now.
Yep.
803-0550, your fight squad. Put together your fight squad for the Bills and Steelers today. TJ writes in, Ed Oliver, Spencer Brown, and Elam. Another vote for Oliver. Danny writes in, Ed Oliver, Spencer Brown. Wow, double. It's a tandem. And Fred Smoot. No, sorry, not Fred Smoot. Dwayne Smoot. I did the thing where I got somebody's name wrong, but I meant the person that I,
Fred Smoot's a guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's a corner?
Former Washington defensive back is where I remember Fred Smoot.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Fred Smoot.
Fred Smoot. Hey, Corey Davis is here, We're going back in time. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a call if you want, 803-0550. There was a tweet out of Houston yesterday that I want to get to because it's not.
Did Diggs tweet something?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It's about him.
Okay. Great. Love breaking down Diggs tweets. Or tweets about him.
This one, you don't have to break down. It's pretty straightforward.
All right.
Get to that.
At long last, the Atlanta Falcons get a big-time pass rusher they have coveted for I would say more than a year, going back to Montez Sweat, they certainly were in that deal. Hassan Reddick, they were in that deal. And now get Matthew Judon, the former Pro Bowler, big-time sack master for the New England Patriots. Mostly, he wanted a new contract, set to make less than $7 million this year because money from this year was moved forward in his contract. The Patriots had extensive talks with Judon to try to get a deal done. In the end, they could not get a deal done for his contract. They did get a deal done to trade him to the Atlanta Falcons.
Ian Rappaport, Matthew Judon to New England. So they lose Christian Barmore and Matthew Judon. Patriots, it's interesting, too, because they didn't really play Drake May that much. They played tonight. We got to put together a three-way parlay for Eagles and Patriots tonight. Your next preseason game's on the way. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, the one thing they kind of had was, hey, their defense should still be really good. And didn't they just lose their two best defensive players? Two of them?
Two of them, yeah. Yeah, Judon traded. I saw Ben Volin, friend of the show, refer to it as the Patriots get rid of a distraction. And I would just like to say that in my life, I would like to start referring to things that I lose as losing distractions. I got rid of that distraction.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Your car gets stolen. Well, I finally got rid of that distraction. Here's Matthew Judon, a provably good player, and it's just like, oh, they got rid of a distraction. Okay. And they got a third-round pick for a guy who's kind of old, but I wonder if the Bills made a call there. We spoke earlier this week about the idea of trading for Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
And Judon's a good player. I wonder if when word got out that New England was open to moving him, if the Bills made a call. It's a position. Would anyone be shocked if they pursued more help there?
He fits. He's like the perfect type of player for me for them. Like, he's just all around good, pass rush, versatile. The problem is, though, if they made a call on him, he had the exact same salary you had to take on as Ayuk. So it was four. I thought it was $14 million.
No, 6.7.
Oh, really? Okay, so they would have been able to fit that in.
Reddick was four. No, I'm sorry.
I thought Reddick was $6 million.
No,
and that they could get him in.
Judon. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. The Patriots did retain salary in this deal.
Okay.
The Falcons only took 6.7.
Okay, so then if that was on the table, the Bills could have called and tried to do the same thing. Where, hey, you guys, if you guys retain a couple of million, then we could fit it in, and then we can give you the pick you want.
Yeah, his base salary is 6.5. So
are they in the mode to be drafting for 32-year-old pass rushers?
No, probably not.
So I might want to guess they didn't.
Or if they were going to, they would have done it as a rental. They might have wanted to hope that he was available at the deadline and then make a call.
Yeah.
Because he's a UFA and now he's looking for a big contract.
And you'd have more information on what Von Miller is at that point in time.
Yep. 803-0550. Okay, so on Diggs, there was a tweet yesterday about Diggs. Are you ready for it?
Sure, I'm ready.
Okay. So, week four of 2023, what's that? Is that...
Week four of 2023, is that the week after...
That's the Dolphins game.
That's the week after the Dolphins game, I think. Isn't it?
The reason I bring that up...
No, I think you're right. The Dolphins were 3-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, DJ Bienemy, ESPN reporter, covering the Texans, started with, CJ Stroud just connected on a 65-yard deep ball to Diggs. The connection today is electric. Been nothing but big gains.
Mm-hmm.
CJ to Diggs, another big gain. No lie, Diggs has been looking like the Diggs from week four of 2023. Look up those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Next tweet, Diggs scored again. Next tweet, and this is the one I wanted to get to.
Okay.
This is DJ Bienemy covers the Texans for ESPN.
Yep.
And this is the reason I bring this up is because yesterday the afternoon guys talked about, like, how will this trade be evaluated? What are the parameters if we decide good idea or bad idea?
Okay.
Texans reporter, today's another reminder of why Diggs might be the number one when the season rolls around. He has two big touchdowns with, I think, 5 to 6 catches. He's been targeted almost 10 times. No other receivers had that type of feeding in practice this camp. And there's another report about the chemistry growing between Diggs and Stroud as being like, these two are locked in on the same page.
Yep.
And I've not seen anybody suggest that Diggs could be the number one. I still might not think it's all that likely.
Yeah.
Here's the Texans reporter who would have covered Tank Dell, Nico Collins, and this team last year,
mm-hmm.
saying Diggs might be the number one receiver for him this year.
Mm-hmm. If you're watching a practice where he looks unstoppable, it's going to be... You're going to probably want to have that thought that he could, right? Hey, could he? Could he really be their number one? Wouldn't it be pretty incredible if he was, given that he isn't capable of being a number one anymore? I don't know that he is. He might be. Nico Collins, though, is so good.
He's amazing. Nico Collins is a top 15 receiver in the league, probably.
Him coming in over top of Nico Collins is Diggs is the Diggs of the of normal.
Yeah, he's the same guy. That's what that would mean. He's the same guy.
Yeah. And isn't are most people betting he's a little bit lesser than the same guy?
Yes, we've thought, you know, are they going to use him in the slot? Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But the answer to the question is, there's probably a lot of different answers. What's the right answer? The afternoon show asked yesterday, how do we evaluate whether or not the trade ends up being a good idea or a bad idea? Because there are 50 different ways you could do it. One is, does Curtis Samuel put up his same numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Some might say, that's proof. You got a guy to do it for cheaper, even though it costs you $31 million and not a digs. It could be the offense finishes right where it normally finishes and Allen spreads the ball around. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
It could be a lot of things.
Could it be finishing? Would it be team related? What about finishing further than the Texans?
I feel like that's it, isn't it?
You got to finish further than them.
Isn't everything the Bills do determined success or failure based on what happens in the final game they play?
Sure. Yes.
That's kind of where they live now. That's where we live. Is it a success? I mean, if he had 600 yards for the season, but catches two touchdowns in the divisional playoff to beat the Bills, oops.
Yeah, well,
you messed up.
Yeah.
But if he has 600 yards and they lose in the wild card round, like, told you so. It's mm-hmm. the playoffs. And if the Bills have a really good offense, totally balanced, good to go, and then go to the playoffs and score 10 against the Lou Anarumo and the Bengals.
Yep.
Oops.
Yep.
Everything they do, whether it's Mitch Morse, Gabe Davis, I mean, Diggs is obviously the headline grabber, but, you know, this is about the playoffs.
That's why the goalposts might always move on this.
They definitely will.
Because even if that season plays out the way it is, I could see still a defense of the Diggs trade when the Bills do something next offseason with money that they wouldn't have otherwise had they not moved on from Diggs when they did. And at the same time, like, he could do incredible things. He could be the number one for Houston, and they could go to the AFC Championship game. And he wanted his contract worked out so that he's a free agent after the year. So how's that going to be evaluated if he leaves Houston for nothing and goes to Dallas?
It depends. Did Houston win the Super Bowl? It's going to be viewed as a great
move. If he wins the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter what happens after that.
If they go to the AFC Championship game, is that not good enough? Like, if
he leaves after going to the AFC Championship game for Dallas to play with his brother.
They go and the Bills don't. It's another year where you didn't go.
See, even that, though, you're going to hear a lot of, well, if I was going to lose him for nothing, now I got a second-round pick. Neither of us won.
We're sitting here talking about second-round picks instead of AFC Championship games. We've lost the plot. Like, really? This team hasn't been in the AFC Championship game in years, and we talk about them like they go every year.
Yeah. No, I know. That's right. It's tough. The goalposts are gonna move on it all the time.
I agree. It is tough.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the first one I mentioned was the idea of, like, well, his production against Curtis Samuel. There was a moment where we thought the both of them would be on the team, and that would be appealing to some.
There was a couple of weeks where I loved that idea.
Right. Right. It didn't last very long. 803-0550. So I don't know. Is he gonna be the number one there?
I would
be very surprised, but
I'd still bet against it.
But you also had the defensive coordinator for the Texans yesterday raving about him, the precision route running.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. So the reports in Houston, granted, put my hand up and say this, it's camp season. Everybody looks great. Everybody's gonna say that all the time. So you have to wait till the regular season to find out if it's true.
Yeah.
But he's getting rave reviews from media and teammates and players that are there.
Yeah. Houston's kinda like the whole ideology of, hey, it's actually better to not have a number one receiver because then you don't know who's going to get the ball. Houston is actually the only way you would actually want to do it.
Right, have three guys.
You have three number one receivers, arguably. Maybe Tank Dell's giving him a lot of credit this early on. But I don't know. He had
an incredible year.
He had production like he was trending towards that.
As a rookie.
Right. So, give me, I have three number one wide receivers. Now, do I really have one? Not really, because that's where you want to really be. It's, hey, they don't know where the ball's going because I have three different options that are really good. That's if you want to ever get to that point where, hey, it's actually beneficial for them to not know where the ball is going, okay, well, then in this situation, yes, because they're all really good, great players. When you have a bunch of guys that are, it's not the same. You're not getting the same impact just because they don't know where the ball's going as Houston, who if Diggs is performing like that in the regular season, and they have three guys that are capable of being other teams' number one wide receivers, you know, they might get the benefit of it for real.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Steelers joint practice today have asked on Twitter for your fight squad. Three players most likely to fight. I'm going to give Harry the nod for the funniest name mentioned. Tyler Bass.
What happens there that he gets involved?
Tyler Bass.
Uh-huh.
If Tyler Bass got into a fight, would the whole goal for him to be to get a guy on the ground so he could kick him? He's got a powerful leg. Isn't that what you
it'd
do?
Be like his, if you were a WWE wrestler, it'd be his finishing move.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he would punt the guy. He would kick the guy.
He could probably get his leg high enough, right?
Yeah,
he's got enough to get him down.
That might be right. Swing it through pretty well.
Yep. Who's the least likely to fight? Least likely on the Bills to fight.
Oh, what about Trubisky? Not as least likely, but just
to fight?
He's got a revenge practice today.
Oh, against the Steelers?
Ben DiNucci gets in a fight to show he's already bleeding blue and red.
It's like when the Sabres trade for a guy and he fights on the first game just to prove his teammates.
A lot of potential here.
Yeah, that's right.
Another tweet. Shakir, Hamlin, and Cook. James Cook might be the least likely to fight. No?
James Cook?
He's pretty low-key character.
How about Sam Martin?
I would agree with that.
Punter Sam Martin?
Sam Martin.
Punters are good for this. Yep.
Reed Ferguson?
I think Reed would go at it if he needed to a little bit.
Joint practice. The Steelers cannot wait to practice punts. Let me tell you. Mike Tomlin's excited to punt today. I'm sure they'll get lots of punts in. Anyway, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on a nice Thursday. It's going to be sunny. It'll be in the upper 70s all the way into the 80s today, the mid-80s by like 4 or 5 o'clock. So a beautiful day today and tomorrow. Weekend looks a little wet, so plan accordingly. So you can give us a call at 803-0550. Coming up, Andrew Filippone, 7:30, Sal, 8, Nick Mendola on the potential hiring of Pochettino to coach Team USA. It's exciting. I mean, exciting enough, right?
I'm soccered up for this coming weekend. We're going to get an announcement today for their best manager they've probably ever had, and then Premier League starts tomorrow.
Very good. You can give us a call if you want and join in, 803-0550 on WGR. Is it just me, or is this the slowest preseason in history?
Yeah, it feels like we're already
we're dying
three games in.
Dying for week two.
Week two of the preseason.
Slow.
Yeah. And then we get one more preseason game, and then it's right to the regular season, or is there a week in between still?
Oh, there's definitely a week in between. There's a break. Yeah, the Bills play Saturday, and then the following Saturday, which is the 24th, and then their first game is the 8th. Against Arizona, who continues to get, if not actual...
A lot of Greg Dortch highlights.
I was just going to say, if not actual buzz, fantasy buzz.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison, Trey McBride, and Greg Dortch, who I am stashing late in any draft I find.
Yeah. They might be the perfect, perfect fantasy team this year. Because, I don't know, don't they have, off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember. I've seen, they were the worst defense in football last year, so I'm guessing maybe they're going to be bad again or maybe close to it.
Yeah.
And Kyler Murray throws a billion yards, and Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride, and Greg Dortch, and Michael Wilson, they've got pass catchers. Aren't they just going to be playing shootouts all year?
Yeah. Do you know who else is going to be like that?
The Rams, I know, are going to be like that.
And another team that you hate to admit we're going to have to pay attention to, the Falcons.
The Falcons.
Atlanta's
You think they're playing shootouts?
Their defense is horrendous.
Really?
Yeah, Judon, maybe it was Mike Clay, somebody, one of the NFL guys, had just put out NFL rankings of all position groups, and the Falcons had the worst defensive ends in football, or the worst pass rush in football.
Okay.
And they had Matthew Judon to try and help there. The Falcons are defensively supposed to be pretty darn bad, and their offense is stacked.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Give me all the Atlanta Falcons. Greg Dortch. Do we need to be riding that train? as fantasy owners?
Take
us to Joe's fantasy corner. Buying or selling? Greg Dortch.
I like guys that have super high upsides. I might go Michael Wilson over Greg Dortch. Right.
Michael Wilson, second-year player out of Stanford.
Dortch is like going to be a good flex guy, I bet.
All right.
But he's not going to win you a league. Yeah, Wilson may be good. It's a long shot.
803-0550. Andrew Filippone, 730. We'll make it back. A thing that is often said about this year's Bills, I want to dig down into what it really means for them to play free.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The nod for the funniest name mentioned, Tyler Bass.
What happens there that he gets involved?
Tyler Bass.
Uh-huh.
If Tyler Bass got into a fight, would the whole goal for him to be to get a guy on the ground so he could kick him? He's got a powerful leg. Isn't that what you
it'd
do?
Be like his, if you were a WWE wrestler, it would be his finishing move.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he would punt the guy. He would kick the guy.
He could probably get his leg high enough, right?
Yeah,
he's probably going to get him down.
That might be right. Swing it through pretty well.
Yep. Who's the least likely to fight? Least likely on the Bills to fight.
Oh, what about Trubisky? Not as least likely, but just
to fight.
He's got a revenge practice today.
Oh, against the Steelers?
Ben DiNucci gets in a fight to show he's already bleeding blue and red.
It's like when the Sabres trade for a guy and he fights on the first game just to prove his to his teammates.
A lot of potential here.
Yeah, that's right.
Another tweet. Shakir, Hamlin, and Cook. James Cook might be the least likely to fight. No?
James Cook?
He's a pretty low-key character.
How about Sam Martin?
I would agree with that.
Punter Sam Martin.
Sam Martin.
Punters are good for this. Yep.
Reed Ferguson.
I think Reed would go at it if he needed to a little bit.
Joint practice. The Steelers cannot wait to practice punts. Let me tell you. Mike Tomlin's excited to punt today. I'm sure they'll get lots of punts in. Anyway, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on a nice Thursday. It's going to be sunny. It'll be in the upper 70s all the way into the 80s today, the mid-80s by like 4 or 5 o'clock. So a beautiful day today and tomorrow. Weekend looks a little wet, so plan accordingly. So you can give us a call at 803-0550. Coming up, Andrew Filippone, 730, Sal 8, Nick Mendola on the potential hiring of Pochettino to coach Team USA. It's exciting. I mean, exciting enough, right?
I am, yes. I'm soccered up for the next for this coming weekend. We're going to get an announcement today for their best manager they've probably ever had, and then Premier League starts tomorrow.
Very good. You can give us a call if you want and join in, 803-0550 on WGR. Is it just me, or is this the slowest preseason in history?
Yeah, it feels like we're already
we're dying,
three games in.
Dying for week two.
Week two of the preseason.
Slow.
Yeah. And then we get one more preseason game, and then it's right to the regular season, or is there a week in between still?
Oh, there's definitely a week in between. There's a break. Yeah, the Bills play Saturday, and then the following Saturday, which is the 24th, and then their first game is the 8th. Against Arizona, who continues to get, if not actual...
Seen a lot of Greg Dortch highlights.
I was just going to say, if not actual buzz, fantasy buzz.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison, Trey McBride, and Greg Dortch, who I am stashing late in any draft I find.
Yeah. They might be the perfect, perfect fantasy team this year, because I don't know. Don't they have, off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember, I've seen like... They were the worst defense in football last year, so I'm guessing maybe they're going to be bad again, or maybe close to it.
Yeah.
And Kyler Murray throws a billion yards, and Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride, and Greg Dortch, and Michael Wilson, like, they've got pass catchers. Aren't they just going to be playing shootouts all year?
Yeah. Do you know who else is going to be like that?
The Rams, I know, are going
to
be like that.
And another team that you hate to admit we're going to have to pay attention to. The Falcons.
The Falcons.
Atlanta's.
You think they're playing shootouts?
Their defense is horrendous.
Really?
Yeah, Judon, maybe it was Mike Clay, somebody, one of the NFL guys, had just put out NFL rankings of all position groups, and the Falcons had the worst defensive ends in football, or the worst pass rush in football.
Okay.
And they had Matthew Judon to try and help there. The Falcons are defensively supposed to be pretty darn bad, and their offense is stacked.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Give me all the Atlanta Falcons. Greg Dortch. Do we need to be riding that train as fantasy owners? Take us to Joe's Fantasy Corner. Buying or selling? Greg Dortch.
I like guys that have super high upsides. I might go Michael Wilson over Greg Dortch. Right.
Michael Wilson, second-year player out of Stanford.
Dortch is like going to be a good flex guy, I bet.
All right.
But he's not going to win you a league. Yeah, Wilson may be good. It's a long shot.
803-0550. Andrew Filippone, 730. When we get back, a thing that is often said about this year's Bills, I want to dig down into what it really means for them to play free.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.